I love a process. Not all processes in life are enjoyable, however. What one person finds enjoyable, another might find boring. There are those who love the process of cleaning a bathroom. I am not one of those people. I do love the process of making a pour-over cup of coffee. Others might think it's a waste of time. Whatever the process might be, it's doing or being involved in something to achieve a desired result. The result of cleaning a bathroom is wonderful. My cup of coffee at the end of brewing it brings me joy. A process might also be called the waiting period. Waiting is not fun. We want what we want, and we want it now. But it is necessary to get to the other side of something. There is a process that occurs for every outcome. When you get hired for a job, there is a background check, fingerprints, contacting references, final offer, and then starting the job. Maybe you're going through the process of grieving, or going through a breakup or a divorce. It could also be a monotonous process of the paperwork and checklists for buying a new house. Whatever your end result, embrace the process. Cultivate gratitude during the process. Being able to take those steps of the process means you're alive. Do the work. Take the next step. I've become aware of gratitude during the process because of my mom. She became physically handicapped at the end of her life, and she couldn't do the things she had always enjoyed, even something as small as getting a glass out of the cupboard. But my mom embraced every step of her process. Whatever she was going through, she was grateful. When we are grateful during any process in life, it sweetens our journey. Can I be grateful when I'm standing in the line at the grocery store, or getting an oil change, or waiting for something I really want to happen? Absolutely. If you are in a holding pattern right now in life and going through the process of anything, make sure you're grateful for each step. Not only does it pull you out of the monotony of the waiting, but it helps you gain clarity for the next step and the step after that. Embrace being alive, embrace gratitude, and embrace the process. I'd love to hear from you how you're embracing the waiting period and trusting the process in your own life. Please reach out to me on Instagram at @thejennyjacobs, and please make sure to follow and subscribe to this podcast.